Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, on this marvelous Monday morning.
Yes, it is. Last day of July for 2023. You know, our Do Not Fear scripture is an interesting one. Today it's out of Job 5:21. 5:21 says, "You will be protected from the lash of the tongue and need not fear when destruction comes."
Wow.
That's a good protection.
It is indeed, Ben.
And then today, on this marvelous Monday,
we're going to talk about God is going to pay you.
Wow.
God is going to pay you.
There are scriptures that explain that very thing, and we're going to do it today.
Yes, we are. In sales training years ago, I learned and subsequently taught what is referred to as deflect, defer, and redirect.
Kind of like the woman at the well.
If you're, that's good.
It's true.
If you're making your sales pitch and a potential customer or client were to ask you a question that interrupts your presentation, that's where you would use the technique of deflect, defer, and redirect.
Except that was what she did with all of her answers.
It is. Give me some examples. That's a good question. Deflect. I'll get back to you with that question in a moment. Defer. Have you ever considered the benefits of owning this widget or gizmo? That's redirect. Truthfully, I suggest you employ the deflect, defer, and redirect strategy on attacks of the enemy.
That's right.
Devil would say, I was wise. Oh, no, you say to the devil, I'm sorry. Devil, I'm wise to the tricks, traps, lies, and deceit of you. That's deflect. That's not going to work on me today because the Word of God says, that's defer. I'm praying for God to give me an opportunity today to be a blessing to someone else. I'll also be praying the prayer of salvation for them. Redirect. When you're in the midst of a crisis, it's imperative for you to get your eyes off the problem.
Boy, is it.
Stop talking about it. Stop rehearsing your hurts and pains. Instead, put your focus on doing good for someone else. It works because it is a totally biblical principle. And as an added benefit, it drives the devil crazier.
I love that.
I do too. I feel Ephesians 6:8 is one of the most powerful verses in the Bible. It is the scripture which describes the essence, I believe, of who I am. You too, baby. The Amplified translation of that verse says, knowing that for whatever good anyone does, he will receive his reward from the Lord, whether he is slave or free. Give of yourself, your time, and see what you get in return. It will amaze you. When you give something of great value,
it moves God.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. You know, day after day, we can read emails from people or sometimes get a letter who tells us they have nothing to give. They even confess how broke they are. Oh, Brother Harold or Sister Bev, I'm just so broke. Which is the worst possible thing you can do. How many times I've ever written people back? You know, if you say you have nothing to give, then you're ignoring your greatest treasure on planet Earth. And that would be your time. We've discovered that many of the people who say they have nothing to give are overlooking this valuable asset of their time here on planet Earth. If you're unemployed or between jobs, what are you doing with your time? Let us give you a revelation. If you have a need in your life, then turn your need into seed.
Yes.
Do you need more time to accomplish your job or your goals? Would you like to have more time with your family? Then sow time into the lives of others. Hebrews 13:16 Classic Amplified says, do not forget or neglect to do kindness and good, to be generous and distribute and contribute to the needy of the church as embodiment and proof of fellowship. For such sacrifices, and that's what they are sometimes, are pleasing to God. Do you want to do something that is pleasing to God? Then do something that costs you something important. That would be your time. The Message Bible translation of Hebrews 13:16 says this, make sure you don't take things for granted and go slack in working for the common good. Share what you have with others. God takes particular pleasure in acts of worship, a different kind of sacrifice that takes place in kitchen and workplace and on the streets. The scripture says, share what you have with others. What do we have? All of us have, living on planet Earth, time. Here are 14 ways in which you can sow your time into the lives of others.
1, visit the homes of widows in your church, clean up around their houses. 2, clean a neighborhood park, a place where children play. 3, ask your pastor if you can volunteer to help out around the church. You may need to vacuum the sanctuary, wax the floors, cut the grass, or even clean the toilets. The first job Willie George ever had in a church after getting saved was cleaning toilets. He became a servant first, then went on to be Gospel Bill on Christian TV, pastor on the church on the move.
Church on the move.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma. The question is, hallelujah. Well, let me say it this way. The question isn't how you view doing menial jobs as an act of service, but rather how God views your attitude by being a blessing to others through your time. One more thing. If your efforts around the church frees your pastor to study the word or increase his effectiveness in other areas, just think what God is going to do for you.
That's Ephesians 6:8. Number 4, drive widows or shut-ins to medical appointments or maybe other appointments they might have. Number 5, do the grocery shopping for those who can't get out. And number 6, mow the grass and maintain the landscape for senior citizens. In the fall, you could rake their leaves or shovel snow if you live in such an area. And number 7, change the oil in the vehicles of widows or maybe even single moms who would have a tough time getting that done. Number 8, prepare food or baked goods for elderly people or those who are shut in. And number 9, visit the sick, the elderly, and the lonely in their homes or hospitals or maybe even their nursing homes. Number 10, provide childcare for a single mom while she goes shopping and just has a little bit of time alone. Believe me, that's a huge blessing. Set boundaries, though, on your time. And eventually, I mean, there couldn't be people who could take advantage of all of that. But the point of it is for you to do what the Lord is directing you to do.
Number 11, write a thank you note for your local fire or police departments, thanking them for their service.
I'm sure they don't get many of those.
I'm sure. On special holidays, bake some cookies or a cake to share with these emergency service personnel. Number 12, collect household items, toys, and other goodies for widows, orphans, and those who are they're enduring temporary financial setbacks. Fix broken toys for children. Gather coats in the fall for distribution to those in need. 13, rake a neighbor's leaves or offer to help with other major projects. Now, this list could go on and on, but hopefully you're getting the idea. Reach beyond yourself to help others by investing time to bless them.
Matthew 12:35, Message Bible says, it's your heart, not the dictionary, that gives meaning to your words.
Wow.
A good person produces good deeds and words season after season. And Galatians 6:9, Classic Amplified teaches us this. So then, as occasion and opportunity open up to us, let us do good morally to all people, not only being useful or profitable to them, but also doing what is for their spiritual good and advantage. Be mindful to be a blessing, especially to those of the household of faith, those who belong to God's family with you, the believers. So where do we start? Well, this scripture gives us a clear indication of what we should be doing first. Begin investing our time in those who belong to God's family with us. And one more thing, there's a spiritual dynamic that takes place when we begin helping widows, orphans, and the poor. And it's not just in James, there's one in Proverbs 19:17. In the New Living Translation, it says, if you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and he will repay you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, when we help widows, orphans, poor, and elderly, we are actually positioning ourselves for a reward, a harvest, a blessing. When you cut someone else's grass, you're saving them inconvenience and money. When you change someone's oil, you're saving them inconvenience and money. When you run errands for other people, you're saving them inconvenience and money. When you save someone else money, that's funds that can be redirected somewhere else.
To help them out.
That's it. By sowing your time to make others more effective stewards of their resources, you got to know God is going to do the same thing for you.
Hallelujah.
The activation of Ephesians 6:8 in your life, well, that'll change you inside and, yes, even your financial destiny. That scripture says, knowing that for whatever good anyone does, he'll receive his reward from the Lord.
From the Lord.
From the Lord. That's key. Whether he is slave or free. So get ready. The Lord is about to repay you.
Yep.
For what you've done for others.
And what a great way to start a marvelous Monday.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Let me just say this. Well, if you didn't see last night's teaching on Rich Thoughts TV.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's not forget that. It was about Charlie Brown Complex.
Yeah, it was.
It's so good.
It really was.
And you need to, you can find it at
HaroldHerring.com
in the blogs. We'll have to be sure it gets in there right away.
It's already in there.
Is it? Yep. Hallelujah. Well, then we're ready to go. You won't want it. It's good.
It is good.
All right.
Made us happy.
Yes, it does.
Hallelujah.
And don't forget to join us tomorrow.
Yeah, let me say this. We have a really good friend named Fred
from
Oklahoma City. He's the reason we do
nightly
television online.
That's right.
He
prompted us years ago.
And he put his money where his mouth was.
That's right. He didn't just say, I want to see it.
His son-in-law, Tyler, just was diagnosed yesterday with COVID. So. If you would, please pray for Tyler. He's a young dad, married to Fred's sister.
His only child.
Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.